You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. It used to be a thing that we did get off the air and go out and tip a pint. Yep. That's been a few years, though.
Sure has.
That's been a few years. Not just, you know, 2020 with the pandemic, but even like the couple years before that, we used to do that. It was kind of a thing on our show. And I think what caused it to finally come to an end, now correct me if I'm wrong, is one time we were sitting there and we had our pints. I can't remember what you had. I think I had a black and tan.
I had a ginger ale.
Okay. And we finally looked around and one of us said, "What are we doing here?"
It might have been me that said that, honestly. What are we doing?
I think it might have spilled out of everyone's mouth at the same time. But the point is, we finally were like, you know, nah. Sadly, this is not great news for the people who own the establishments. This year, only 9% of people are planning to go and drink at a bar. And only 19% plan to celebrate St. Patrick's Day in any way at all.
I guess that's good. You know, you're still supposed to be social distancing and
being a good boy, being a good girl.
Yeah, agreed.
I get it.
Maybe next year. Maybe next year is everything will come back.
The corned beef's going into the old crock pot at 11 a.m. today. Left a little note for Nicky Nacky. So get that rocking, girlfriend. And I got the cabbage, and I've got to swing in and get some red potatoes, and she's making some soda bread tonight. So we're doing it up.
You actually came up last night in our conversation on the couch.
Yeah, because I love the corned beef. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Because Gretch asked me, she goes, I might not have ever asked you this before. She goes, "What's your feeling on the whole corned beef and cabbage?" Because she's not a fan. And I go, "Lady, if you never made that, I would be the happiest man ever."
Yeah,
we had this whole discussion about cabbage. And I said, I can handle cabbage as part of coleslaw.
Sure.
But especially cooked cabbage. I'm not even a fan of corned beef. So the whole dish to me
is foul.
It just doesn't. Apologies to the small percentage of people who truly are Irish.
To the corned beef industry.
Yeah, that's just.
Yeah, I love it. Big old slab. With the yellow mustard on it. It's just the flavor mixture works for me. It works real nice. I do feel bad for our producer, Josh, who's got to come over for guitar lessons tonight, and it's right around when I start making, you know, dinner and stuff usually, and I will be boiling cabbage
when
he's over,
that.
So it is going to be stanky in my house this evening. And that sticks around. It's, you know, it'll stick to the drapes for a couple days. So it smells slightly like the sewer backed up.
Yeah, you know. I'm kind of getting a virtual smell of it just thinking about it. It's one of those things when you just, you know, when you say it, put that smell into their brains.
Yeah.
Put a little salt on it. You know what is interesting? Mm. You are very much a creature of habit when it comes to your foods on particular days. Like, I know about you and your tater tots and sloppy joes on Halloween. You have to have it. Mm-hmm. And as long as I've known you, you've done this corned beef and cabbage on Sunday. In other words, if St. Patrick's Day came and went and you didn't do that, you would feel...
I feel
out
awkward.
Of place.
Yeah, something would be wrong with the universe. Well, the thing is you don't really see it. You know, when it's November, you don't see the slabs of corned beef that they are pumping out right now. I guess I would have it in November. Where do you buy it?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying if you don't get it on St. Patrick's Day, you freak out a little bit.
No, I know, but I still would have it other times of year. But you just, they don't have it out. You know, in November.
You'd have to special order it?
You'd have to special order it in. Whereas right now, you go into the grocery store and they've got the cases that are just toppling over. I guess I could get a few extras and freeze them. You know, toss them in the freezer.
Well, it's the same thing with turkeys at Thanksgiving. I mean, it's just because people do the, you know, traditional thing on traditional days.
Yeah.
Grocery store's like, all right.
Yeah, load them up.
If you want this stinky stuff,
here.
We'll put it out for you.
Gosh, the boxes of cabbage in the produce department. Just boxes of it. Like, ugh. Do they sell all of that? And if they don't, where does it go?
I was going to say, they could send it to food shelters, but if I'm somebody who's relying on a food shelter, even I would please. Like, can we do something else?
Oh. Do they send it to, like, hog farms or something? Can they send it off to... I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not in the produce industry.
They probably just throw it in a freezer and just stack it back up next year on the aisles.
Like, it'll taste the same. It's fine.
Yeah. Other than that, they went out and also asked people about the spelling of the date because people shorten it to St. Patty's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So there was this funny story about, is it Patty's T-T-Y or Patty's D-D-Y?
Wow.
Yeah, that's how important
this is. Slow news day.
Exactly. But what's funny about it is the 49% that go with T, 29% go with D. If you look at that, only adds up to 78%. And you know what that means?
Oh, yes.
The I'm not sure crowd raised their hand.
I don't know.
We love those people. They're not sure of anything.
I don't know.
The I'm not sure crowd. We try to imagine what your life must be like.
It's probably charming, actually.
To have no opinion on anything.
Floating along.
I don't know. Where's the beer, huh?